A defiant Attorney General Jeff Sessions told Congress earlier today he never lied under oath about Russian interference in the 2016 election and said sleep deprivation and the chaos of the Trump campaign clouded his recollections of contacts with Russians. Ah, yes, the old, "I was so tired I didn't realize I was committing treason" excuse. Classic. When asked about the accounts by women accusing Roy Moore of groping or pursuing romantic relationships with them when they were teens, Jeff Sessions responded, "I have no reason to doubt these young women, except that Sean Hannity tells me I have to." Last week, Alabama State Auditor Jim Ziegler dismissed a Washington Post report alleging that GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore had initiated a sexual encounter with a 14-year-old girl decades ago, saying that there was an age gap between the biblical Joseph and Mary. I mean, it is pretty much the exact same thing, including the part where Joseph told Mary's mother that he'd look after her daughter during a custody hearing. Also, I'm pretty sure that I remember from Sunday school that Joseph had been banned from the Jerusalem Galleria for cruising for underage chicks in the food court. So I think he's got a point.
Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un continue to name-call each other, contrary to my fantasies where they continue to catcall each other. Twitter just gave its preferred status, its verified blue check mark, to the organizer of the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. In related news, Twitter has updated its famous bird icon to wear a pointy white hat and robes. President Trump has nominated more white men to America's federal courts at a rate not seen in 30 years. Trump defended his nominations by explaining, "It's not that you have to be a white man, you just have to be a big Bob Seger fan."
Hey, I like Bob Seger.
Of course you do.
After meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vietnam, President Trump reiterated that Putin tells him Russia in no way interfered with the 2016 presidential election and that he believes him. President Trump explained he was inclined to trust Putin because his comments echoed an earlier conversation he had with Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Bigfoot, and Jimmy Hoffa. Earlier this week, Donald Trump Jr. released a series of private Twitter exchanges between himself and WikiLeaks during and after the 2016 presidential election, including pleas from the website to publicize its leaks. In a statement, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange said he was outraged and characterized the releases of the messages as a flagrant disregard to his right to privacy, and oh, right, I invented that.
Stovetop Stuffing is marketing Thanksgiving dinner pants with an over-the-belly waistband that stretches for comfort after Thanksgiving dinner. It'll be nice for American families to put aside their sweatpants for a more festive pair of sweatpants.
Earlier today, Senate Republican leaders said that they are intent on repealing the individual mandate requirement under Obamacare as part of their tax bill. This reaffirms their dedication to repealing Obamacare and their dedication to ensuring their tax bill has no chance of getting passed.
Rob Kardashian's daughter Dream had her first birthday over the weekend. For her special day, Grandma Chris gave her her very first Botox needle.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders recently said that it was, quote, disgusting and absurd to doubt anyone in the Trump administration's opposition to slavery. Which is weird because I never had any doubts about anyone in the White House's stance on slavery right until she said that.
A 93-year-old World War II veteran won the mayoral election in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. He's expected to do a great job as long as town hall meetings don't conflict with Jeopardy.
Oh my gosh.
GQ magazine named Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year. Not because of the kneeling. It turns out he's the only one who still hasn't sexually harassed anyone.
Senator Rand Paul returned to Capitol Hill this week following an attack at his Kentucky home earlier this month. His neighbor attacked him while he was mowing the lawn, leaving him with 6 broken ribs. I'm surprised that more people aren't talking about this story. It is so crazy that we live in a world where a sitting U.S. senator mows his own lawn. Retired Air Force General Robert Keeler told Senate Foreign Relations Commission today that an order from the president to launch nuclear weapons can be refused if that command is determined to be illegal. General Keeler said he wasn't speaking about anyone in particular, But he did add that an order to launch nuclear weapons can also be refused if the command is kept to under 140 characters.
Early Sunday morning, Venus and Jupiter passed each other in the sky. Due to the cold, silent encounter, astronomers have renamed the planets Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. A romance novel cover model was taken into custody after pleading guilty to robbing a bank in Connecticut. His heart quickened as the salacious handcuffs tightened around his quivering wrists.
That's my favorite joke. Three UCLA basketball players detained in China on suspicion of shoplifting are back in Los Angeles. They weren't released, but they broke out of a Chinese prison and stole a military jet in a story that's going to make an amazing Michael Bay movie. And finally, a new Sydney Harbor Ferry will be christened Ferry McFerryface. Sydney's second favorite choice after the now famous jokey McMoniker, Boaty McBoatface, which unfortunately has already been attributed to a British polar survey vessel. In the spirit of that, the Trumpy McTrumpface starts now!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, there it is. I was like, wait a minute. Yes, baby, I'm a dreamer. I've got my horse and carriage. Welcome to the Trump Report. I am Christian Black at ChristianDMZ. And a big, rousing Trump Report welcome to our friend Tamara Brown,
Hey. Seated
next to me for those of you watching on YouTube. And for those of you listening on iTunes, you just have to trust me that she's next to me. You can follow Tamara on Twitter at HeyTamara_, but everywhere else, no underscore.
Just HeyTamara.
So, have you attempted to throw down with the person who's squatting just at HeyTamara on Twitter?
They're one of those hidden profiles where they don't use it. And it was already shut down by Twitter, but they still won't release it.
You know what? That sounds just like Twitter. And, as always, Chelsea Galicia at Chelsea Galicia. And
what a welcome.
Scotty McMoreface.
Yes, who's not related to Roy Moore. Let's just put it out there right now.
Yes, well,
Scott, not related to Roy Moore.
Yeah, your middle name is officially.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that possibly is, to Michael Moore.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
That's going to be the story that Mandy is related
right.
to Michael Moore.
Yes.
So you see, we can draw out whole family trees here.
Right, exactly.
Yes. So I did choose this Aerosmith song. We had a request for a different song that I just thought was going to be inappropriate, but I appreciate people thinking and it was something about young girls, and I also opted not to use
rock and roll song about young girls.
Yeah,
you found it.
I opted not to use Christine 16 by Kiss either. So you see, I was trying to be sensitive, but I thought no more. That's the way to go. And yeah, we have the chat up. Storage Yard resident already there. I don't even know how long he's been waiting. Hope he enjoyed the comedy.
You know what other song could have worked?
What's that?
What's the song that says "Don't come back, no more"?
Hit the road, Jack. If his name was Jack Moore, we would have had to. But you know what? Maybe
there's
after the election. But we're going to talk about the way that's going to go. And I think it's hard to start anywhere other than that. Although we should, since the title was indeed "No More, No More." Let's give we don't have to give a round of applause, but we'll give credit to our pal Marissa Serafina here at AfterBuzz for just a really creepy image of President Trump as Steven Tyler circa 1974. Congratulations on just horrifying people.
She just ups her game
every week.
Every week it's so creative. And this is just
so
incredible.
It was fantastic. You know what? Storage Yard Resident has pointed out, Anthony, that we still have Tom Girl up for those watching on YouTube.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think that means no plug for Anthony in the booth. I will not plug your social media until you fix it. Anyway, just teasing. He's at Tony B. Dead, D-E-D. But we should start off talking about Roy Moore because, it's a terrible story. But there's no level of this story that's surprising. Mm-hmm. The least surprising part is that personally, I think he's still going to win.
Think
people in Alabama aren't going to vote for a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
They might just not vote. But I think that it's like, you're going to have people who are voting that don't know this story. Believe it or not. They're not aware of any of it. People who like this guy probably still are going to like him no matter what.
Yep. Yeah. They'll say that they do.
So, I think Well, let's just go around and
but
see.
The polling is saying that it's about even, if not Jones, ahead. So you think this is going to be like, you know,
well,
Trump and Hillary?
Let's go to our poll expert.
Oh, yeah.
we have Scott Moore, which, by the way, comment from last week's show. I always say the name wrong. Reglavacor says, man, Scott is so well informed, it's scary. And that's true. I'm actually more frightened by your level of knowledge than that image of President Trump as Steven Tyler. But what does the polling say about Roy Moore in the... and we have less than a month until that election, right?
Well, and that's the thing is we have so much time. That's also the kind of the thing that, you know, this happened 2 weeks before. Maybe we could say, all right, it could tighten up and there's a good chance that Jones could pull out a win. But now that we have so much
time... Doug Jones is his name, right?
Yes, Doug Jones. And now that there's enough time here, we have a month, basically, from today, that, you know, it's unfortunate, but I do think that Roy Moore's still going to pull out a win there.
I think
because
in
of the history of Alabama and the voting.
I was going to say, in a different state, I would feel, you know... But, I mean, people are just defiant, you know.
The only thing that I think is possibly going to not make that happen is the fact that more and more Republican senators are speaking out against him now. Ted Cruz, who had been still in favor of him because of policies and stuff, said today, right?
But yeah. Here's the thing that I think, though. Having Mitch McConnell come out and say that he should step down, that just re-energizes the base of your Roy Moore voter.
Right, because they do not like Mitch McConnell in Alabama at all as voters, and they think that... You know, Roy Moore is sort of that, like Trump is that candidate that's shaking things up, and they voted for him again when he was, you know, kicked off as Chief Justice the first time around. They voted for him again. It's the same group of voters that, you know, voted in the past. It's just for certain candidates.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
McConnell's to change his mind and say, actually, you know what? I like this guy. He's my guy.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that sort of reverse logic probably won't help McConnell in the long run. But, you know, I guess you don't see that as really a problem. but I think that what it really comes down to is this is, you know, look, these are terrible allegations. And
you think they're still allegations? I mean, even...
Well,
McConnell.
You always have to call them allegations until there's any kind
until
of there's no ruling. You know, I mean,
there's not
but
going to be
the
well if he wins and he's put under you know he'd probably be put under oath in the Senate.
But even the infamous Sean Hannity interview where he's asked about it and his answer is, well, I didn't generally date girls in high school. And I didn't either, but I was in high school and I generally didn't date girls, but that's not the point that he was making. Thank you. I'm glad you laughed at that. But I just feel like
didn't he say at one point without their mother's permission?
Yeah. He then said that he got their mother's permission, which does he think that makes it okay? I almost asked, does that make it okay? But that's not what I meant. He does think that makes it okay. And you know what? There must be people that feel like it does. I mean, you know, we made light of it at the top of the show, but he was allegedly on a list of being banned from the mall because he was always harassing girls. And people, here's the thing. He's a terrible person. I can go way out on a limb there and say that. But he's playing it exactly right if he wants to still win, which is to... You know, hey, look, the liberal media has it in for me. You guys know who I am.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, that's not true. I mean,
double down on that. And I was trying to go back. I couldn't think of his name, but it was George Wallace I was thinking about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
When he ran again in the 80s as a Republican, mid-80s, and he was voted back in, and he said, the racial past is behind me. And he still won in the 80s, as recently as the 80s.
Look, we made the point a few weeks ago on this show. You know, it's a different office, different allegations, but there was video of Marion Barry buying crack from a prostitute and on tape saying, bitch, set me up, and he still got reelected, you know, long after that. You know, it's not like people forgot.
I think the child thing is worse than the drug.
No, of course it's worse.
No,
I'm just
worse.
Saying,
absolutely worse.
I'm saying in that case, there was proof. You saw it. Everybody saw it. And they still were like, yeah, but you know. And yeah, no, these are worse allegations than just being a racist. You know, being a racist and, you know, having hate in your head is certainly not as bad as touching underage people.
But the good old boy establishment of the Deep South does not see it as a child. It's just a young girl that is up for grabs as long as it's okay with
her mom
and the family, and she's, you know.
Oh, man.
Are you afraid to see what's going on in the chat, mm-hmm. Chelsea? Is that what you meant?
A little, but I just...
Can we get a larger font there? I'm sorry.
My eyes are too old, I can't read.
Yeah, Scott and I ought to be a smartass. Anthony made it smaller.
Made it smaller.
All right. All right. At Tony B. Dead. See, I gave him a plug there. Anyway, we'll keep an eye. R. Scott Brown, Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind was a song, one of the songs. That's perfect. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Angie Harris says people voted for Trump after his accusers came out against him. Mm-hmm. It would not surprise me if people still voted for Roy Moore. Unfortunately, I do think those allegations were, of course, different. I'm not up on all my allegations, but I'm pretty sure none of the women were underage. This is a very different allegation, and you feel like there are probably about 40 states where this would change the course of the election, and then there's a few where it's a toss up.
Wow,
there are underage allegations for Trump, but there was nothing that was.
Did it happen in Russia? Because then it doesn't count.
No, but then there's also him, walking in and the Miss mm-hmm. Universe pageant where some of
That's
them were as young as
too.
11 years
yep.
old,
and commenting on how they
wait
looked.
Seriously. Yeah. Wait, Miss Universe. Pageant contestants are as young as 11. I'm not a big pageant guy.
Teenagers.
I think it was Miss Universe, but it was Miss Universe. It was one of them.
Wow.
There some of the there's different levels to the pageant, and there is a junior competition, and he walked into the dressing room.
Wow. I really don't know this country.
No, I think that a lot of us don't. So Chelsea, you figured that this was a done deal, and this was a seat that was going to go to the Democrats?
In
Alabama.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know this country, I guess.
Have you ever been to Alabama?
That's what I'm saying, no.
Scott, have you ever been to Alabama?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I've been to Alabama. It
I have family
me.
From there.
Tamara,
yes,
have you ever been there?
It doesn't surprise me.
I think I've been through it.
You ever watch Mama's Family? It's close enough.
I have heard the song Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, see, that's it. That's, in that song, Watergate doesn't bother me, and they still love the governor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in Sweet Home Alabama.
Skies are always blue, and the age of consent is 13.
Okay, but the part that makes me think that he's not going to make it in is that the Senate can vote to keep him out.
Yes.
Right, but there'll still be another Republican in there that... So even if they do go through the whole, they have to go through a whole trial, and then they have to basically kick him out.
So
and
if
then,
they do that, is there another special election?
Yes, that's the thing. Then KIV now appoints another Republican that's now there, and then you technically have another special election that will then just fill in until 2020, when then they have to do another election again.
Look, I understand the breakdown for wanting the seat to go over to a Democrat, but just for me, having another Republican in there is a lot better than having this guy. So I think that if that's ultimately what happens, because if this guy ends up being in the Senate, it sets a really bad precedent.
Well, do you think they're okay? Scott's going to know the protocol on this, but isn't it that if somebody says we got to vote on him, every single senator has to say yay or nay on this guy, and so you've got to sort of out yourself as a supporter or as a not supporter, and every senator has to personally state their vote.
But I do think in that case,
and if two-thirds of them...
Well, especially because they know that they'll get another Republican in there, so I think Republicans would then be like, look, we're not even going to allow this guy to be in. That's even too much for us. So, no, I think it wouldn't be bad on them because they know they're going to have a Republican back in. The only thing that I don't know is exactly the rules. Can they actually do this if all this stuff happened before he was in the Senate? Because that's the thing that's not 100%, or does it have to be something that happened while he was in the Senate? So that's one thing. Then the second thing is, what would stop him from running again, technically? And even as an independent or something, and then messing the vote when it comes back to another special election. So there is no rule saying he couldn't theoretically run again. So that's the other thing that's kind of a TBD thing. But but Senator Richard Shelby, the other senator of Alabama, who was the last elected Democrat, he did switch parties as a Republican, has basically said, even before... When Roy Moore had won the primary, he'd said it wouldn't surprise me if a Democrat pulled out a win, even before these allegations surfaced. So, I mean, in the sense that Chelsea, maybe, it'll depress some more moderate Republicans that live in Birmingham and outside Montgomery and those areas, the suburban Republicans that might be turned off by voting for him. And that's where Doug Jones could have a chance. But
let me just tag on to that for a second, and we'll get your thoughts, Chelsea. I think that what's very possible could happen, mm-hmm. because of the timing, is kind of the Thanksgiving Day surprise, which is everybody's going to get together with their family and, you know, people they haven't seen in a while. It's like, oh, no, we're still going to vote for him. And then maybe, you know, all of a sudden, you know, your sister's there, your aunt's there, grandma's there. And they're all like, really? You know, you have daughters. Are you really okay with this? And then it's like, okay, hell, I'm just not going to vote. You know, I think that is how a Democrat might win, is just people get talked out of, they're not going to vote for a Democrat, but they're like, oh, yeah, I don't want to vote for this guy. You know, I and then he just might
and
still
win. And then you get those crossover
margin.
Moderate Republicans that would vote maybe for Doug Jones instead of, you know, so you will probably.
Are there moderate Republicans in Alabama?
Yeah, no, Birmingham for sure. And Montgomery, absolutely. So, yeah, you would get some of those voters that might be comfortable to cross over.
Do you remember what you were going to say, Chelsea, before I interrupted you?
Yeah, I was just
going to
say the consolation prize is that even if he does get elected and stays in, he's really not going to vote with the moderate Republicans. So it's just another split in the party, and
I mean,
keeps
no one
them ineffective.
No one will work with
point.
Him, and it's a good point.
Right.
Yeah, that
he'll be the pariah, supposedly, mm-hmm. we would
yeah.
think.
But I
nobody wants to co-sponsor a bill. Yeah. Or a pedophile correction bill here.
I feel like the only way that he steps down is if he gets offered something, like, I don't know, an ambassadorship
like a 14-year-old.
To Thailand. So we were both on the same. same, unfortunately, terrible
ambassadorship to the Mall of America.
The most horrific thing about all of this, other than the allegations themselves, are there are people defending them.
Right.
And again, I made light of it, but just, you know, and I am not someone that is going to ever defend Sean Hannity, but in the greater context of the interview, he wasn't really saying that it's okay, and he certainly has made that clear since then, much to the chagrin of a number of Keurig coffee pots. But, you know, there are still some people that are like, well, you know, that's not so bad, and it is the point, like, well, you know, he asked your mother first. No, he didn't. He asked his mother if she wanted him to watch her while she went into a courtroom. He didn't say, hey, is it all right if I take her for a really creepy drive somewhere? So, anyway.
And pull her head to my crotch.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that was her. I think that's a different girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
That was the story of the one of the waitresses, Beverly Young Nelson, I think.
Yes.
Her name.
Yeah.
Demonaut says in the chat, I should be more specific, it says most likely to be up to the Alabama voters. Removing him from the Senate will take a while. I agree. Mm-hmm. He adds, although more and more Republicans are coming out against Moore each day. And, you know, at some point, I don't know. It's just, well, how much does Roy Moore want to have that office? You know, probably a lot.
Well, since he's been kicked out of being Chief Justice of the state,
yeah.
I mean, doesn't have much other things to do that he can run for.
Yeah, I think that the majority of people, even people that maybe some on the panel are typically not fans of, have had the right reaction to this. You know, I think Paul Ryan, it wasn't until today. But still, you know, he's at least gone on the record. Right. He didn't say anything. It's not like before he was like, well, he seems like a good guy. No, he just didn't say anything until today. And, you know, I mean, Rand Paul's still, like, spitting out teeth. Like, I don't think he knows what's going on.
God.
I think he's still a little winded. But, you know, maybe he'll say something at some point. Anyway, you can continue giving us your thoughts in the chat about this, or if you're watching the archive, leave that there. It was a fun way to start the show. we're talking about Jeff Sessions in the intro, and he got to sit down. Again, for the House Judiciary Committee. And he denied suggestions that he misled Congress in previous appearances. And he said he never lied and that he had great difficulty recalling some of the specifics from last year's campaign. I mean, if you think about it, it was like more than a year ago. Like, how can he remember?
I was trying to find specifics, a specific count on how many times he said, I do not recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I mean, ever since Oliver North, that's how you do those kinds of hearings. You know, it's like, I don't recall. I'm going to invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege. You know, I don't really know that much about that, you know. So
I will get those documents to you at a later date.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are things that he's like, well, I can't comment on that. Now, he doesn't say I can't comment on that because it's top secret. It's just kind of implied. So it's like, I can't comment on that. And I'll start with Chelsea. Do you think we got anything out of this? Do you think that this builds the case for Scott's cause that Trump could be out of the White House by the end of the year? There's only so many shopping days left, Scott. I don't know that's going to happen this year.
I mean, it doesn't look great for him, but it didn't totally. Mm-hmm. There was no, like, moment of, we got him. It takes analysis to break down the fact that you take this and you take that and you put this together, and then you see that it's untrue. But there was no moment at which I was like, oh, yeah, it's a sure thing.
I don't understand is why Trump hasn't already fired him so that he could be the write-in candidate for the Alabama Senate race.
Yeah.
You know, I think that just solves a few problems. but then he'll still have to testify, so he's probably not looking forward to that. Scott, do you think that his comments really made a dent one way or the other? Or it was it was a non-starter, really?
Well, I think it was sort of what you were saying, Chelsea. Sort of, he did the right thing in the sense of, like, I don't recall, instead of putting himself into any jeopardy of admitting either he messed up or he whatever. So he did, you know, the right thing in that sense. Even though his story changed a little bit, and I joked about it, I was like, oh, the little elf has ILS, irritable lying syndrome, because he just seemed really cranky when people were asking him and the senators were asking him these questions, and he just seemed like he was just so,
like,
disgusted
you're going
by
too
it.
Fast.
Yeah, and that it was too
you're
much for him.
You're making me nervous.
Yeah. Well, to that point, I want to ask everyone in the chat, does Jeff Sessions look more like an elf, a hobbit, or a gnome? You can go ahead and put your votes there in the chat. Tamara, you have any thoughts on one of those three? He's not hairy enough to be a hobbit.
An elf,
no.
A what?
Yeah.
A
gnome or a hobbit.
Hobbit?
Yeah. I feel like he has really small feet, so he's definitely not a hobbit.
No, he's
maybe an elf in the sense of the Lord of the Rings elves.
And yeah,
the Keebler elf. He needs to have the reading glasses.
More so than like a cutesy one. Because he's very good at backing him into a corner. He does not shrink, you know? Like, he's very good at sounding like he fully, you have not surprised him. And so I think he's able to put up a much stronger facade than people give him credit for.
But he's got that cute little southern accent, though.
Oh.
Kind of gives him that Keebler elf kind of side.
We'll let you know as those comments come in. Angie Harris in the chat says, I'm so tired of Trump surrogates covering for him. I have a feeling that he won't bail them out with a pardon after the fact if they get prosecuted. You know, there's only so many things that he can pardon, you know, I guess.
His family.
Just his family.
That's the only ones. And himself.
Well, let's talk about Don Jr. and WikiLeaks. Does that help him in any way? I don't think that was smart to put those out there, because you're going to annoy the people at WikiLeaks. And what, you think Don Jr. must think that all the bad things he's done, and let's face it, he's done terrible things just because of look what family he's in. All the bad things he's done, he thinks, oh, no one will find that. You know, like, let's just assume that maybe there's court records that are sealed from when he was a minor. I don't know. I'm just assuming. You know, I'm not saying that that's a fact. I'm not slandering anybody. I'm just saying maybe there are. Do you think that WikiLeaks could figure out how to, you know, unseal those? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Scott, what do you think? What do you think he gets out of this?
I was just going to say, stupid doesn't fall far from the orange tree.
Do you think that order came from Daddy?
No. He's not very smart. He's not very smart.
Who's smarter? Donald or Don Jr. or Eric?
Ooh.
Jared Kushner, I think, doesn't count. He's definitely smarter than both of them.
I'm going to say Eric, because I don't hear about him as much, and so he's done a good job of staying
low. Of course, SNL makes him look like he's...
Yeah, Eric is the one on SNL that's the dumb one, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Which must drive Don Jr. Just, crazy, because he knows he's the dumb one.
Right, so he's like, I got to keep showing how dumb I am by releasing these tweets here to prove to everybody I'm the stupid one.
I mean, listen, he just revealed himself as the, I don't know, I don't like calling people names, but as the unbright person he is. Remember the tweet about the Halloween candy, his daughter's Halloween candy?
Yes.
I'm going to tell her that I'm just going to give it to people who were
too lazy to
trick-or-treat themselves.
Yeah, that's socialism.
Again, stupid.
I mean, by the way,
the illogic of it and the patting himself on the back for thinking of it
stupid.
Is what is so
again.
Infuriating.
Yeah, and yet, isn't it the same bit that they do on Jimmy Kimmel every year, where they like film kids like crying that they don't get their Halloween candy?
Well, because they told them that they ate it all.
Yeah. The
and by the way, because my son's two, I did eat his Halloween candy because I didn't want to give it to him.
As you should.
He's two. Come on, Chelsea, you should be glad. I mean, don't be glad that
you
ate it.
You should have brought it here.
You should have brought it here. Exactly. I'm a little disappointed now.
Nobody gave kale out on Halloween, so it's like, are there any soy chips in here? No, there's not.
No, as of right now, I need to be eating all the candy I can, so I probably would.
Wait, what's that about? Is that just stressful
on a candy
times?
Binge? Why not? I'm on a candy binge.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's still some left, so I'll bring it next week.
Reese's, Butterfinger,
yes,
Snickers,
Reese's peanut butter cups.
No, the good stuff. No, the good stuff's gone.
Stuff's
yeah,
gone.
Do you want Smarties?
Smarties and Dum Dums
and a pamphlet about how Halloween is the work of the devil. No, I actually didn't get that, but I did. There was a house I always got that from when I was a kid, and we would go trick or treating. They gave candy too, so it was like this is really a mixed message.
Yeah. I mean, it's how you bait them in, because once kids go there and they only get a pamphlet, they'll never go back. But if they get,
if you get candy
and the pamphlet, they'll go back.
I almost made a Roy Moore joke that I think would have been in poor taste, so I'll just move on. But the interesting thing about taking direct messages with WikiLeaks and making them public, I mean, it's kind of the same tactic from, there's Instagram accounts called like Texts from My Ex or Tinder Nightmares. And this is basically the approach that Donald Trump Jr. has is, oh, I'm just going to show these private communications. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's just, you know, there's always a lot of sleight of hand from that family. Maybe it's like, okay, before they find the stuff that's really interesting, why don't I just put this out here? So, and look, we don't know if he has texts on his phone from Julian Assange that are just like, you up? Like, we don't know. We don't really know how that went, but let us know what you think. The Demonaut, why is no one taking my question seriously? Whether or not Jeff Sessions looks like an elf, I should have thrown in troll, but he doesn't really look like a troll. An elf, a gnome, or a hobbit. Come on, somebody take me seriously. Anyway.
I'm still going for the elf.
You're still going for the elf. I wanted to backtrack to Jeff Sessions because sort of a smaller Jeff Sessions story was that he's thrown around the idea of another independent counsel to investigate Democrats in the 2016 election, and the uranium deal is what reminded me that we could have talked a little bit about that. Scott, do you think that's just him trying to save his job? You know,
of course it is. Like, it's a distraction.
He's just like, I don't want to look at that. I was like, I don't want any more hearings.
No, it's also a distraction.
It's going to hurt his giant ears to have to listen more.
Don't look here at what we did and what Trump did. Let's look over here at the Democrats and like let's do another special counsel, which he also backtracked and said he doesn't have enough to do a special counsel. So he was trying to appease everybody at once. Like, let's like go ahead and appease the Republicans that want to have Hillary go on trial. And then we'll also say, but realistically, we don't have enough to be able to appoint a special counsel. So it's just a distraction. And then he can pretend to his boss that he, you know, did his due diligence there by throwing out another shiny object and red meat to Republicans to just, you know.
Chelsea, if our friend Drexel was on the panel, I know what the answer would be. Do you think it's not worth having some kind of counsel investigating Democrats because there's no chance the Democrats behaved inappropriately in the 2016 election at any point, including the primaries?
I
don't know why I threw that last part in there.
Trying to bait her.
Unfortunately, they didn't break the law. So no. Right. I can't believe that Republicans would think, oh, yes, more investigations. This is what we need. This is what I want my taxpayer money to go to.
Because it's Hillary. If they can still kind of keep it going for as long as possible, and now also distract from Russia. That's the main thing. If they can push it away and now bring something else out there.
Convince people now that it was actually the Democrats who were in cahoots with the Russians.
Yeah, that's their new thing.
I'm just losing faith in America.
I want to get your thoughts too, Tamara, but there's some important comments in the chat. Shareable Texas, thank you, says that Jeff Sessions looked like Smeagol pre-ring. That's Gollum for those not in the know. Angie Harris says, I think he looks like Smeagol and Dobby the house elf had a baby. The Demon Knot says, come on, there's plenty of evidence against the DNC for rigging the election. I have no idea what you're talking about, Demon Knot. What?
Yeah, but that's, I mean...
But at the same time, they didn't break laws, is what Chelsea's point is.
And you're talking about primary, not the actual general election.
Tamara, are there just already too many hearings and maybe we just don't need any more? And, you know,
there's definitely too many, but there's always going to be more. I think, like, if Republicans can... A lot of the people that are posting the hatred, just the dumb Facebook things of locker up, they're not thinking about the specifics of hearings costing taxpayers money. So
I think the only reason that, sorry to interrupt you, I'm like, if this Congress is not getting anything through, hearings makes it look like they're productive.
Mm-hmm.
That's true too. Yeah,
and especially for their base that mm-hmm. hates Hillary with such a passion, that's like great. And they'll have a hearing
such
for the hearing.
Such an unbridled passion that just never. I think yeah. the thing that never ceases to amaze me is like how. What other election has the losing candidate maintained this level of A-list just mm-hmm. on the lips of every pundit still? It's just so insane that the fire and fury of that.
I think not since Sanjaya was kicked off America.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's been since then. And yet there are people that probably would say Sanjaya would make a better president than either of the people that we got to vote for last year. But I'll let somebody else make that point. I don't want to run out of time before we talk about a few more key things. One of the things I talked about at the top of the show is the idea that now the Obamacare individual mandate would be tied to the tax bill, getting that repealed. And I turned it into a joke, but it just seems like, well, that's sort of what they did to the bill is turn it into a joke. Cause it's just, mm-hmm. how many times are they going to try and do something with healthcare and be reminded that they don't have the votes? You know, I guess that this is just, they're just going to continue to do it. And exactly. It's like having the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara, do you have any reason to think that, this time it's going to work?
I would be, I hope not. I am I'm pleasantly surprised every time that it doesn't. And,
what's true. I can't say that if it does pass, I'm going to be shocked, you know, just that it took so long. Cause I thought the first time I'm like, well, they'll figure out a way.
It depends because it seems with each new version, it is making a little bit more, logical sense. So I would be afraid that in like
just less dumb than
less
the last
dumb,
one.
Yeah. It's less dumb than the last one. So, you know, it could be just a little less dumb enough to possibly pass.
Right.
So.
My question for you, Scott, is could this just be some self-sabotage, realizing that the tax bill is not going to pass anyway? So then it's like, well, let's use this as the excuse for why it didn't pass.
Yes and no, because I also think, like what you're saying, Tamara, is like it'd just be less dumb enough and that they're so desperate for the win to pass this tax bill that this is an easy way to get people to vote for it because they're thinking, great, we want to pass this tax bill by the end of the year. Now we'll just sneak this in too and hope that we can get, you know, those couple people that are wavering like Susan Collins and you know, on our side because we want to pass this tax bill. But the tax bill in itself was not popular, even with Republicans. So I think, you know, Republican voters. So I think it's going to be very hard. And I think it's stupid, again, to try to do that instead of going the right way and really working on making the changes on both the tax bill and healthcare.
Chelsea, what would happen if this tax bill did pass? What kind of impact would that have on, say, somebody who's not here, Stephen Helmkamp, people like him in America? I know Tamara doesn't know him, but longtime viewers of the show.
It's like Hillary Clinton. We still bring him up.
Is he the CEO of a Fortune 500?
He will be one day, I honestly believe. No, he was on the election version of this show, Trump versus Hillary. He was very vocal, anti-Hillary. Not entirely pro-Trump, but he has actually not been seen since before Election
Day.
Right.
But pro-tax cuts.
Yeah.
Very pro-tax cuts.
I mean, I don't know his salary, but I don't think that even he will find it very beneficial.
Who would find it beneficial?
Stephen Helmkamp.
No.
Who
will find it beneficial?
My understanding is the top 0.02% of the
population. So like his boss's boss.
So I think I most recently read that if you are making a million, if you're, I guess, worth $1.5 million or have an income of $250,000 or more, that puts you in the top 5%. And so that's not even close to the people who are going to get the most benefit. It's really the top 0.02%.
And then you don't have property in California or New York or New Jersey, any of those high property value states that you now can't write off your property taxes as well. So,
and wasn't
there really rich and not live in any of those states?
Wasn't there a part of it that made it easier for corporations to produce outside of the United States too? And so that's a part that's kind of been overshadowed by all of the rest of it.
Well,
is that it's sort of encouraging corporations to take production overseas, and which is
didn't I hear that it included in the plan was supposed to be some tax break for the repatriation of all these billions sitting, if not trillions, sitting offshore? Mm-hmm. What happened to that?
I mean, I think that's still in there, but I mean, like you were saying about the corporations, it's like corporations can write off their moving costs, they can write off their property, they can write off all those things, but you know, individuals can't. And also, same thing, like, teachers can't write off their school supplies that they buy if it's in excess of $300. And, you know, it's like those terrible things that people are doing that really does hurt the everyday people, but yet companies can do it. So there's definitely an imbalance on that alone.
Well, one thing I want to talk about before we run out of time is that Joe Biden hasn't entirely closed the door on running for president.
Did you watch the Oprah interview?
Do you want me to answer that? I'm pretty sure you know.
Wait, is Oprah like announcing that she's running?
Yeah, I was going to say, because if that's the ticket, that's the only way. Because here's what I'll say. If Joe Biden is leaving the door open to running for president, he should probably go ahead and close it. I think that if he was going to do it, it was last year. Right. And, you know, I think all indications are, you know, it's probably time for some new blood mm-hmm. in the Democratic Party. And, I mean, that is some very... let's just say well-aged blood. You know, it's a good vintage from probably was a very good year. But, you know, at this point, it's mostly turned into vinegar. Mm. But, Chelsea, do you think Joe Biden should run for president?
Stephen Hellcamp is probably interning for Sean Hannity right now. That is the best line of the week.
That's from our friend Shareable Texas, yes. Who, Tamara, you know, you new to the panel. Shareable Texas has made a rap song about this show, so we'll have to see if we can get him to do
our
new
very
version.
Own Hamilton.
Yeah, exactly.
Our very own Lin-Manuel.
Chelsea, do you think that Joe Biden should run for president in 2020?
Not really, but I did like him lot more watching the Oprah interview.
No, I haven't watched it.
Does Oprah have a show on her network
Super
now?
Soul Sunday. Now it's been there from the beginning. It's where she invites spiritual, you know, lecturers, authors, mostly of, you know, the personal development, growth type, or even, you know, the CEO of Starbucks was on there, but all about sort of personal character.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Oprah running for president when you consider that she had, like, the most watched TV show in the country, and then she ended it so that she could put it on her own channel and no one ever see it.
She didn't put it on her own channel.
It's not on OWN?
No.
Well, then that's even worse business. If you have your own channel, it's called OWN. Why don't you put your own show on? Where was it? Was it on a network?
The Oprah show?
It just ended.
On ABC.
Oh, no, the Oprah show did not go on.
Oh, no.
Correct.
Yeah, so this Joe Biden.
This is a separate
show. So she saves the good stuff.
Super Soul Sunday was just with OWN, yes.
And that's not where she talked to Joe Biden or no?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
It was under her oak trees.
Yeah. So let us know in the chat if you saw this, because I'm going to bet most people did. See, Scott didn't even see it.
No, I didn't see it. I heard about it. But
I mean, what a rough life. And
he's definitely had a rough life.
Yes, no, he's definitely gone through
stuff. But he's also, I love every interview with Joe Biden. Yeah. There was a Terry Gross interview from just after the election that was like, he's just so, he's so smart. He's got such great character. I would vote for Joe Biden.
If he was the nominee, of course I would vote for him. But I still don't think Trump's going to run again, or he won't be around. But who wants
Eric might run.
A 74-year-old and a 78-year-old old white guys running? Like, no, we want somebody new. But I don't think Trump will be running. But if it is Biden, yes.
You don't think Trump's going to run for re-election?
Do you think that Trump's going to be running from the cops? Is that the kind of running you think he's going to be doing?
No, because he will not run again I just don't think he's going to be around, because I think he'll either be impeached or resign. But if he does run, he doesn't want to lose. So if he even sees that he has no viable way to win, he's not going to run.
But see, after 4 years in the White House, because what I used to always say is that if everyone he trusted told him, look, you're not going to win, then he wouldn't run. But I think at this point he's like, well, that's what they said last time. Watch me. You know, I'm going to win even bigger this time.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is that he hasn't expanded anywhere to be able to do that. So
he's got a long time. Still a long time, as long as he doesn't get impeached by
7 more years. I think we've got a second term
with Roy Moore in the Senate, you know.
Roy Moore will be his VP for the second term.
Portal player. I don't think Trump is going to be impeached. He's been investigated for a year now. But, Scott, what was the point you made about Watergate? How long did that take?
Right, it took years.
And
they're just scratching the surface.
Honestly,
it doesn't happen overnight.
Watergate was basically a panty raid gone wrong. You know, it was just a late night break in where they didn't need to do it. I mean, this was a little bit more serious than all that.
Absolutely.
Anyway. I think we're about to have Sandman kick us out, but I wanted to make sure we got into those things. And just a final thought that British Prime Minister Theresa May basically told Russia that, hey, you know, we know what you're doing, which is nice to hear somebody say, because apparently we don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, Trump's like, you know, Putin told me, I'm inclined to believe him. And you know, the weirdest thing about that picture, which I should have grabbed, that they have the matching shirts.
The matching
shirts
blue shirts.
They're not the only ones that have those shirts on. There's like four other people that have those same blue shirts on. So, like, the great picture was just the two of them, the matching shirts. But then when you see the wide shot, I don't know what was going on. I feel like it's better that Trump's back here and not around Asia. I feel like there's less damage to be done, but you can let us all know.
He should have just stayed there.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, thanks to everybody in the chat who joined us. And as always, please comment on the archived version if this is how you're watching, and if you're watching, or by that I mean listening on iTunes, you know, give us the rates, the comments, the likes, subscribe, all the fun stuff. And again, a big welcome to Tamara Brown joining us today. You know, starting today.
Yeah.
You're out after today. No, thanks for being here starting
today.
Well,
I'm going to see how the ratings are.
7 more years.
And it's at HeyTamara underscore
on Twitter.
Just at HeyTamara elsewhere.
Yep.
We're going to seek out HeyTamara underscore. And Chelsea Galicia at Chelsea Galicia. Yeah. Scott Moore at SMan80.
He's not related to Roy Moore. Just again, as a reminder.
Look,
I think
PSA. Every time, you should probably see if you can
change your handle to not related to Roy Moore.
Anyway, one final reminder that we'll have our big end of the year special team up with Political Beat December 5th at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. But before that, we'll be back next Tuesday, at least I think so, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. In case we have to go early because it's Thanksgiving, just follow us at Trump Report ABTV. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.